Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good morning, folks. As we continue to report in the aftermath of the terrorist event that took place yesterday in the early morning hours, 3:15 to be exact, on Bourbon Street. It was reported on extensively by this station, and I first want to thank Dave Cohen and the rest of the team, Ian Hoke and so many others that were involved in yesterday's presentation of the news. They did a great job bringing things to the forefront, to light, as the details were revealing themselves throughout the day. A very emotional day, obviously, a day of, as so many people have said, sadness and anger at the same time. An individual by the name of Shamsuddin Jabbar, 42 years of age, Army veteran, one who decided to steal so many things from us here in New Orleans as we ramped up towards the Sugar Bowl, the hard work for an entire year, the lives of so many folks, 15 at last count, dozens in critical guarded condition in the hospitals throughout the city of New Orleans, families grieving, family members and friends of so many different people that were so important to our city. Chose our city to come here to have a good time, to bring in the new year, to celebrate their teams, both Notre Dame and Georgia. On so many different fronts, so many different levels of emotion here. But this individual, to steal all of that from all of us, it hurts. It's a day of sadness. It truly is. And as we deal with this situation, there are a lot of things that we have to make sure and ensure that we represent ourselves well here in the city of New Orleans. Because as I look at this with the level, so many years of experience that I've had of dealing with so many tragic events, I think it's important to put this in context this morning. Pick a state, pick a city, pick an incident. Pick a location, anywhere in the world. And what happened yesterday can happen anywhere. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. To use a vehicle in going down a street or going down a sidewalk and intentionally hitting people, think about the days of your life where you were walking to or from an event or involved in Mardi Gras or involved in French Quarter Fest, Jazz Fest, the list goes on and on. Any number of times that you're walking on sidewalks, on streets, and otherwise to and from an event. each and every one a prime target for someone who desires to do this in really not a very sophisticated way, right? So this incident is really not about the city of New Orleans. It's really about a mindset, a radicalization of those that want to destroy the very freedoms that we have in this country that we enjoy. And it's because of these freedoms that these things actually happen. And it's unfortunate that it happens anywhere, and it was unfortunate, really unfortunate, that it happened here in the city of New Orleans yesterday at 3:15 a.m. But the fact of the matter is that as we address this and as we talk about this, I think it's important to keep things in context. We have a lot of talking heads right now, and in my view, yesterday we had far too many. This needs to be kept simple. The messaging needs to be kept tight. We need to stay on course as to what the mission at hand was. We had an event that unfortunately had to be canceled and had to be rescheduled, and we wanted to simply put people at rest and at ease as to what was going on. It's probably no safer day in the history of the city of New Orleans than today, quite frankly, going back to the nature and the context of what actually happened yesterday at 3:15 a.m. But keep in mind through all of this, security measures, security preventative measures, security protocols, however you want to refer to it, is about minimization of risk, not elimination of all risk, because that's impossible. This is just simply about minimization. And you deploy these measures in such a way to accomplish as much of that, depending on a number of characteristics that are available at that point in time. Buildings, sidewalks, streets, ingress, egress, lighting, the flow of traffic, the flow of pedestrians. Some you have control over, some you don't. Weather, for example, presents all kinds of security challenges as it relates to an adopted protocol. We need to make sure that we put all of that in context. But the fact of the matter is that it's all about minimization. Now, having said that, what was interesting is that we got very defensive yesterday during a press conference about bollards. I'm not so sure that that was a good time to talk about bollards. I'm not sure that there's going to be when the appropriate time is to talk about bollards, but I do know that there's one thing that is appropriate to talk about. If you, in fact, decide to deploy security measures, security protocols, whatever they may be, there is one thing for certain that has to happen. You must execute. Because you've gone through a process where you identified an area that you're trying to create a safe harbor. You're trying to minimize as much risk as possible. Obviously, Bourbon Street has been one of those, and the French Quarter, in a greater sense, has been identified as one of those pieces of real estate that we have decided is worthy of additional security measures to be deployed in advance of big events, or on a daily basis. And with that comes the obligation and the responsibility to execute. Plain and simple. I just was kind of, I don't know what the emotion was as I was listening to folks talking about how are we going to improve this, improve that, and do this, and do that, and what are we going to change, and this, and that, and otherwise. We've already gone through a lot of how we want things to actually happen. We simply did not execute. And even if it's just the bollards, and even if it's the design of the bollards, those things are things that should have been modified and should have been kept current for years on end, not waiting for a Super Bowl. If you have an escalator, you have an elevator, a piece of machinery that's in a building. You don't wait till you're going to have a big event at the building to make sure that it in fact works. You do the PM, the preventive maintenance. You make the investment in it. You have already decided that that's an area that you need to move a lot of people, in the example of elevators and escalators, so you keep the machinery going.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football is hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You make whatever changes that you have based on the experience set that you have, whether or not these bollards are, you know, appropriate to be used at these certain locations or not. And it should always, always be operational until they break, and in a short period of time until they're fixed. So they're ready and available to be utilized, because you've already made the decision that this is an area that you want to minimize as much risk as possible. And if it takes additional measures to minimize as much risk as possible in the immediate area of the bollards that don't fully protect that area of geography, you place additional measures if you believe that is important enough to do so, whether or not that's the placing of jersey barriers, cars, sand-filled trucks, whatever it may be that you utilize there so that folks can't drive down sidewalks. But the focus really ought to be on execution, not on anything else. There was a story that was reported yesterday, and I haven't been able to find it this morning, that 11 of 16 areas where we have the bollards are now operational. And I'm somewhat curious whether or not anybody is going to tell us whether or not they were in fact utilized and whether or not they executed them as part of the security protocols yesterday, leading during the Taylor Swift concert, during the New Orleans Bowl, during the Christmas holiday season, or in other occasions. It would be interesting to know these things, because this isn't really about the bollards. This is about the execution. It's about the execution of maintenance. It's about the execution of the utilization of the security measure that, we decided many, many years ago that was worthy of a public investment to try and create a situation where we would minimize risk. Plain and simple. It's an obvious question to be asked when you think about it, because they're there, they're apparent, we know about them, we've seen them utilized before or otherwise. But I go back to my original statement: pick a street, pick a time, pick a city, pick a state, pick any place in the world. And there's these opportunities. We are not going to bollard our way to a completely and totally safe situation. These individuals are flexible. They're nimble. They decide. They control when things are going to happen. And they're looking for the opportunities when we are stretched to the max. Right? And they're looking for the opportunities to make the biggest splash, so to speak, from a public perspective. I don't want to say a public relations standpoint, but that's exactly what they do, to perpetuate whatever message it is that they're trying to perpetuate at that point in time. A lot of this is going to go to our intelligence infrastructure, our homeland security. It's not just local police. It's not just state police. It's all three levels, federal, state, and local. the sharing of intelligence information, the identification of as many folks as you can, again, to minimize risk, because you're not going to eliminate all risk and you're not going to identify every bad actor. Absolutely, positively impossible. But it doesn't mean that you don't spend the time, the effort, and the money in the development of an infrastructure to collect as much data as possible, to consume, digest, go through it, and see whether or not they rise high enough on the matrix to take additional action in looking at these individuals. And certainly when you have high-profile events, playoff games in the college world and others, you know, there's a lot of this that's put into place as it relates to the Super Bowl. Historically, they have been a designated event. The nomenclature has changed over the years, but it's still a heightened event that gets a lot of attention from a lot of different resources. And maybe that's something that has to change as well. Again, it's a minimization of risk, not an elimination of risk. When we make statements that we're going to make a place, a piece of geography, safe, it's a little bit misleading. We're going to do things in the best way that we can, best based upon the resources that we have, to minimize risk. That's why you, as the attendees, with your eyes, your ears, and everything else, are equally as important to any intelligence network that we may have, because you're seeing things real time. See, if you see something, you say something, you report on something. Act on your gut. Your gut is typically right. You know what fits and what doesn't fit in your respective neighborhoods and respectful individual environments. You grew up here. You know how things work. Trust your gut. Report on it.